And welcome back in to the Morning Blitz. Tuesday morning, October 16, 2018. Mike Bernard with us for the NFL recap this morning. Mike, I don't know if you listened to any of the previous caller. I know you had called in, but Auburn fans not real happy right now.
Yeah, it's really, it's puzzling. It looks to me like there's dissension down there because they have the talent. The offense is obviously underperforming. The defense is doing the best they can. Their defensive front's great. We've talked about it numerous times. It's my job to figure these things out, but I can't figure Auburn out.
Yeah, a lot of people can't. So, you're not alone on that bus, no pun intended. Let's go ahead. Of course, we missed you yesterday, but we're able to get you in on the Sunday show to get a little college recap. But, of course, it's always nice to talk with you on a Monday and recap the college games. But let's move in to our NFL recap for the week on a few games. Steelers 28, Cincinnati 21. Bengals came into Sunday at 4-1 and alone in first place in the AFC North. Steelers, yeah. Guess what? They did what they usually do. They come into Cincinnati and they win 28-21. For some reason, you pointed this out last week, that the Bengals simply can't beat the Steelers. Pittsburgh outgained Cincinnati 481 yards to only 275.
Yeah, it's a rare thing to see in the NFL when one team dominates like that. The Steelers win outright. They were a small underdog. They're now 17-2, Coach. The last 19 times they've played in Cincinnati, it is by far the most lopsided rivalry in the NFL.
Cincinnati takes a road trip to Kansas City this week. Steelers, they're going to host my Brownies. Rams stay undefeated by defeating the Broncos 23-20. Now, again, they are the lone unbeaten team after the Kansas City New England game. Todd Gurley ran for a couple of touchdowns, had his career best as far as yardage goes at 208. The Broncos, they sacked Jared Goff five times, but the Denver offense, they just didn't do their part.
That's right. Rams get the win, but Broncos do cover the 7 points thanks to a backdoor touchdown with a minute and 20 to go in the game. And, Coach, one of the things we talk about, you and I often talk about rushing yards and stopping the run, and we talk about time of possession. The Rams dominated time of possession, 35 minutes to 25 minutes.
Rams go up the coast next to take on the 49ers. Denver, Thursday night game at Arizona, and Arizona, a lot of coaching turmoil in Arizona. Matter of fact, Coach Wilkes said in an interview yesterday afternoon that, hey, we're all coaching for our jobs right now. And it's a short week for both of these teams to come back and get ready to play. And each one of these teams desperately need a win. I mentioned that Chiefs game, the Patriots 43, Chiefs 40. It was the most entertaining game that I've watched all year. 946 total yards of offense between the two teams. Chiefs found themselves down by 15 at halftime, but they came back to take a 33-30 lead around the 8-minute mark of the fourth quarter. But Brady brings the Pats right back down the field, finishing off a 75-yard touchdown drive by taking it in himself, showing some wheels. But the Chiefs, they bounce right back. The very first play from scrimmage, Patrick Mahomes hits Tyreek Hill. He takes it all the way to the house. But then Patriots come back, kick a field goal in the last play of the game, gave Kansas City their first loss of the year.
Right. Pats opened as a 3-point favorite. The closing line was 3.5 or 4, and, of course, the game lands exactly on 3. So it was exciting in more ways than one because while the total went way over the total, the game was still in balance, and it ended up on 3. And, Coach, the Pats have won 3 straight games. Remember, they started 1-2. Some people were asking, is this going to be the year they don't win the AFC East? But now they're 4-2. They're back on top in the AFC East, and they're going for their 10th straight division title.
And this week they're going to Chicago to take on the Bears. Chiefs play Sunday night at home versus Cincinnati, as we mentioned before. talked about how exciting Sunday night's game was. Last night wasn't too bad itself. The Packers 33, the Niners 30. Mason Crosby kicked a 27-yard field goal as time expired, and he needed that boost of confidence because he was 1 of 5 last week in a 31-23 loss to the Lions. Kevin King set all this up with an interception. Aaron Rodgers takes him 81 yards with no timeouts left, with just a little over a minute on the clock.
Yeah, and I liked his honesty in the post-game interview. He was asked, what were you thinking when you're down and have the ball at the 10? And he said, honestly, I was thinking overtime. Well, actually, when they were tied. Mm-hmm. But he moved it down the field, and that's why he's the MOP. He's the most outstanding player in the league. He does it time and time again. He normally does it without a rushing game, but I was pleasantly surprised to see them gain 116 yards on the ground against a good Niners defense.
Yeah, not only did they have a little bit of a ground game last night, but let's remember, Aaron Rodgers is playing on one leg right now. Let's not forget that. Just gives more credence to who he is and what he brings to that football team. Next up for the 49ers, the home game against the undefeated Rams, as we mentioned before. Green Bay, and good news for Aaron Rodgers and that knee, they get a bye week to rest, get him a little bit better. All right, Mike, well, we appreciate you being with us on a Tuesday Morning Blitz. I want to remind everyone, the Morning Blitz, always sponsored by Firehouse Subs, over 1,000 locations nationwide. Firehouse Subs, the hero of all subs. But Mike, this coming week we'll have you back on Thursday. We'll preview our NFL game and look at our early college games. As we talked about on Sunday afternoon, there's some pretty intriguing college football games this coming weekend.
Yeah, plenty of good games. You've got Michigan at Michigan State. Right now, the early line has the Wolverines -7 on the road. You've got Auburn, who's struggling right now. They go on the road to Ole Miss. Auburn's about a 4-point favorite on the early line. Alabama at Tennessee. NC State at Clemson. Remember, the Wolfpack's still undefeated, but they're getting a few points in Clemson.
Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, appreciate your time, and we will talk to you on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you Thursday.
We'll be right back. GameDaySportsRadio.com.